Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First Confessional Lutheran Parish, First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, First Devonger Lutheran Church in Fertile, and Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. We read today from St. John chapter 10, verse 11, these words of Jesus. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. If Jesus is to be our Good Shepherd, we must first become sheep. It is sheep, after all, that the shepherd cares for. And sheep need that care because they are incredibly foolish. They are also weak and defenseless. They are prone to all kinds of accidents. They're in constant danger from wolves and other predators. They are vulnerable to severe weather. But their biggest problem is their own folly. They are foolish, stupid animals. So we must admit, if Jesus is to be our Good Shepherd, that we are spiritually foolish. We might be brilliant in other areas of life. We can make something with wood, teach a child, plow a field, work with numbers, repair an engine, or even figure out when the market is going up and when it is likely to come down. It's really amazing when you consider the kind of talent that we have. But when it comes to our relationship with God, we are pathetic fools. We just don't know what to do or how to do it. We must admit this. We must be willing to admit this with all sincerity. One of the most damaging false notions popular today is the idea that all of us have some kind of inner light, some source of true spiritual wisdom which lies deep within our souls. This is the false teaching of an amazing variety of religions in America, all the way back to the Quakers of the 18th century to the New Agers of our century. It is the message of the popular entertainment industry throughout our generation. It's from pop songs to Disney movies made for children, the constant propaganda. Trust in your feelings. Look inside of yourself, and there you'll find the answer to life's problems. But the answer to life's problems do not lie within us. Rather, it is the sin within us that is the source of all of life's problems. Every single problem the human race suffers today, it suffers on account of the sin within you and me. Now consider the mass murderer at Virginia Tech and what he did. Consider cold-blooded, heartless murderers. Why do they do what they do? Because they have sin. You have the same sin. The source of sin is not out there. It is inside of each one of us. And that's why the answer to our troubles that sin causes cannot be within. We need a Savior from sin. We need the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And we need to hear the voice that leads us to life, because within ourselves is the problem, not the solution. And the utter folly of all natural religion is that it confuses the solution to our troubles with the cause of our troubles. We are the problem. Within us is the problem. We are not the solution. Within us is not the solution. If we could only learn this much, we would be halfway home. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But why? It is as the hymnist says, what punishment so strange is suffered yonder? The shepherd dies for sheep that loved to wander. The nature of sin is that it comes from within. It is in following their own inner light that the sheep find themselves lost in utter darkness. The nature of sin is that it poses as the good, even while it leads to death. I remember when I was a young pastor, a song that many brides wanted sung in their wedding in those days was, sung by Debbie Boone, "You Light Up My Life." Well, I never did permit pop songs to be sung at a Christian wedding. One line in that song was particularly objectionable, where she sang, "It can't be wrong if it feels so right." Well, that song may not be popular today, but the sentiments stand. If you can feel it, if you can find it within, if it is what you really and truly believe, why then it must be right and good and true. So follow your feelings, follow your heart, follow the lies of your own sinful flesh as it leads you into deeper darkness, delusion, and ultimately despair. What do you feel inside when you see temptations to the eyes? You feel a desire for what God Himself has denied you. Then you want to fight against God's law that is for your own good and for the good of your neighbor. What do you feel inside when you hear words praising you? You feel a desire for more. And is it not right, so your heart tells you, to be placed above your neighbor in everyone's affections? No, the answer does not lie within us. There is the sin. There are the lies. There is that radical fermenting evil which would tell us that we are our own gods, that we set our own standards, that we determine our own truth. That evil within is what leads us into error, ruin, and finally death. That evil within is the sin for which the Good Shepherd died. He bore up under bitter recriminations, lies, mockery, and torture. He bore up without any complaint, never opening his mouth to speak curses or threats. He himself bore our own sins in his body. If we don't know the nature of the sin within us, Jesus does. He bore it. He suffered its guilt, its penalty. He felt its true nature. We feel the pleasant seduction of its lying promises. He felt the bitterness of its deceit as the one who drank up the poison of our interior wickedness and washed it down with vinegar. Look at Jesus' suffering. Look at the burden he bears on the cross. It is the sin within you and me that causes him such agony. It is our own inner wickedness that causes him such sorrow. And so they lie to you when they say that the answer is within you. It is not. The answer is outside of you. The answer is the voice of your shepherd. He knows our sin far better than we do. He understands our folly. After all, he suffered the consequences of it. The one whose intimate union with his Father in heaven was never interrupted now promises such a fellowship with you. Even as he became the sacrifice to take away sin, the Father knew the Son, and the Son knew the Father. There is an eternal, pure love of which we can only dimly understand. Still, Jesus gives us that love, and he knows us as only he can know us. That is, he knows us in eternal love. What is it that brings shame to you? He loves you in spite of it. What is it that brings a guilty heart to you? In love, he shed the holy blood that washes that guilt away. What is it that causes you fear? His love replaces that fear with comfort and pure, holy peace. And all of this he gives you through his voice, that is, through the voice of the gospel, the voice of the Holy Spirit whom Jesus has sent to us. The gospel is an old story, but it daily brings new life. It is the message of a love and purity that we have not found within ourselves. It's the message of the Good Shepherd laying down his life for the wandering sheep. It is more than a message. It is a powerful, life-giving word. Joined to the water of holy baptism, it makes us God's children. Joined to the elements of the Lord's Supper, it becomes a feast of eternal life. Looking within, we find only sin, death, lies, and failure. So we listen, not to our hearts, but to the message from the Good Shepherd. We learn to know that voice, for true sheep will only follow the one voice of the one shepherd. We learn to recognize it and to ignore all others. When we begin to depend on our own wisdom, intelligence, and religious notions, we are becoming lost once again. And then the shepherd must seek us out and call to us. The true sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd never forsakes the sheep. He is incapable of any deceit. He is the only one they can trust because he is trustworthy. It's only through his voice that the sheep know he is faithful. Whenever they go on what they see, feel, and experience, they doom themselves to much pain, for then they are looking within instead of listening to the voice from without. Sheep are not particularly bright, and neither are we. And that's why we need to listen to the voice of wisdom, the voice of Christ. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, whom Jesus promised to send to his church, comes to us through this voice, and he brings us truth and comfort in our every spiritual need. Some Christians regularly neglect their spiritual needs. They go to church when they feel like it. They show no interest in learning the Word of God because they think they already know it. They rarely open their Bibles to read it. And they assume, yeah, there might be something wrong with that, but they're too busy making excuses for their lack of religious discipline to stop and consider that a change in their life is what they really need. Some folks might look at Christians who go to church faithfully, who read God's Word, and who show an interest in Christian teaching as being stronger than they are. But consider it this. It just might be that those who can't stay away from the Word of God, those who are drawn to the study of God's Word, aren't really stronger at all. They might just be more aware of their weakness, their foolishness, and their sin. Well, God knows their need, and he richly meets it. You will never be disappointed if you spend your time hearing, reading, studying, discussing the pure Word of God, the voice of your shepherd. If you're weak and sinful and lost and confused, if you're filled with longing for what nobody in this world can give you, please remember that the answer to your troubles does not lie within you. No, it is the source of your troubles that lies within. The answer you need is the voice that called you in baptism to be a child of God, and this voice will never be silenced, so seek it out. You need to hear the pure gospel proclaimed to you. You need to take it to heart, because that voice is going to impart life to you, and that life will never end. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. If you'd like to listen to this broadcast and others and read sermons that you have heard on this broadcast, go to christforus.org, christforus.org on the World Wide Web. We also invite you to attend one of the congregations of our parish. We have church at 8 o'clock Sunday morning at First Evanger in Fertile, at 9:30 Sunday morning at Grace in Crookston, and at 11:30 Sunday morning at First American in Mayville. Tune in next week for the next broadcast.